Zakt the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we learned whether or not a person could tovel himself on Shabbos. The Bisham may say no, the Basil say yes, and we also learned that you can't tovel Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about not being Metaher people and not being Metaher Kalim, but the Mishnah is going to talk about being Metaher water. Is there a way to be Metaher water that became Tameh? And the answer is yes. And it's through a process called Hashaka. Let's say I have Tamedik of water in a keli, and I want to make it tar. I take the keli, I insert it in the mikveh to the point where a little bit of water that is in the keli touches the water of the mikveh. At that point, as soon as the Tamedik of water is connected to the water of the mikveh, it becomes tar. The Lashon of Rashi is it becomes bottled to the water of the mikveh and it becomes tar. We refer to that as Hashaka, a Lashon of a Nashika. Now this process of Hashaka works only for water. You can't do it for food, you can't do it for orange juice or any other mashkin. After we understand that, let's see what the Mishnah says. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Vishavim, although the Bishame and the Basil argue in the previous Mishnah, whether the tefillah of a person is mutter or not, but v'shavin, they would both agree, shemashikin es hamayim b'kli evin l'taharon, that you can make this connection between the water in your keli, in a stone keli, connected to the water of the mikveh in order to be metairit. But it has to be a stone keli. You see, a stone keli is not mekabel tumah from the water that's tameh. Stone kalim don't become tame. Therefore, when I am inserting this stone kalim into the water until the point where the water of the mikveh touches the water that's in the kalim, am I being metayer the kalim? No, the kalim never became tame. It's only the tamedik of water that becomes tahar. As the Mishnah goes on to explain, avoloi matfilin, but you can't toivel a kalim where the kalim is going to become tar. For example, if it was a wooden kalim. Remember, both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel hold, you can't toivel kalim that are tummy on Yom Tov, it's nirei kemesaken. Even though in this instance his kavan is not to be metayer the kalim, it's just to purify the water, but it's still aser. Although the Gemara says that the iser to toivel kalim, when your intent is not to toivel the kalim, you really just want to be metayer the water, this iser is dafka Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Now let me ask you something else. If he has a water here to toivel the kalim, so why don't you just use that water? And the answer is maybe that water is not drinkable. In this kalim, he has good, clear water that you could drink, but it became tameh. So if it's just going to touch the salty water or the mikveh water for a drop, that's not going to ruin the water. It's still going to be clear, nice water, and it'll also be water that is tahar. Vayter zok the Mishnah, even though tefillas kalim is asur on Yom Tov, but let's say I'm not toiveling the keli because it's actually tameh. Let's say I'm only toiveling the keli as a chumrah. Then the din is it's mutter. And the Mishnah gives us examples of where I'm toiveling the keli not because it's necessarily really tameh. For example, umatvilin, says the Mishnah Vayter, migav legav. You can toivel the keli from one purpose to another, umechabura lechabura, and from one group to another. Let's first explain migav legav. They had a very interesting chumrah when it came to Yom Tov. Let's say a person toveled a keli because he wants to use this keli for wine. Afterwards, he decides he's going to use it for oil. They would tovel the keli again for the purpose of using it for oil. That was a milah, b'frat yomim tovim. Yomim tovim, people wanted an extra tahara. So the Mishnah says, if this is the reason you're toveling your keli, a person who toveled his keli before Yom Tov to use it for wine, changed his mind on Yom Tov, instead he's going to use it for oil. And he wants to tovel it a second time for the use of oil. You can tovel it a second time on Yom Tov. Really, a pialacha, you don't have to tovel it a second time. You already toveled it, it's tar. He's machmer. He wants to tovel it again, but that doesn't look like you're fixing the keli. That's what the Tana means, umatvila. In other words, it's mutter to toivel kalim migav legav, from one purpose to another purpose. Or, umechabura lechabura, from one group to another group. Let's say a person joined one group for the eating of the Karban Pesach. He titled his kalim Erev Yamtiv, thinking that's my chabura. Now he changed his mind. He wants to eat with a different chabura, and he wants to be machmer himself to titled his kalim again. It's mutter. Aye, if you hold that it's necessary, maybe that's called fixing it. No, minadin, you don't have to, and therefore it's not called a tikkun. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. You can't toivel kalim tmeim on Shabbos, and you can't toivel them on Yom Tov. If the keli is really tar, but you have some chumrah where you want to toivel it again, you can do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we learned in our Mishnah, that was at the beginning of the Mishnah, that you can do the process of hashak. If you have mayim tmeim and you want to make it tahar, you can put it into a stone keli, immerse it in the water until it touches a mashu, and that's enough to make the water tahar. We learned only in a stone keli, but not in a wooden keli, because the wooden keli is going to become tame from the tamadiga water. And then it turns out, even though your kavan is only to be mitire the water, but the fact is, you're also toiveling a keli that is really tame. And once again, the reason it's not a problem with a stone keli is that a stone keli won't become tame from the tamadiga water that's inside.